It's MGCC on the Regional Rock Hour 92.1 The Eagle. They're going to be at Patty's on Saturday, April. See, there's a calendar right behind me the whole time.
Oh, yeah.
The 27th. April 27th, MGCC and Brutal Republic. They'll be playing the final Patty's pub show. Very unfortunate. Again, out of their control, but they are closing down. This is the last month that they will be open. Beaver Creek 4 tonight. They're going out in style. Beaver Creek 4 tonight. And then tomorrow night is Riddled with Class.
Nice.
Yeah.
Nice.
You've heard those guys?
Love them. I absolutely love those guys, man.
Such good energy and an awesome playlist every time.
Yes, that's what it is. I feel like they have the ability to reach people that are anywhere from about 20 to 40 to 50. Somewhere in there, they have your songs in their set list somewhere. You are going to love them.
Yeah. Like older tunes, you know, they put that new kind of energy to it too.
Yes, yeah, definitely.
Like they do a really good Johnny Cash, Folsom Prison Blues. I believe it is.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah, but they're going to be tomorrow night. Beaver Creek 4 tonight, and then later on in the month, Blue Ribbon Ramblers, who we kicked the show off with. Those guys are just awesome anyway.
Oh,
Clint,
man.
And
I
Brad
love Clint.
And the whole gang, man. Those guys completely rock. They're going to be there Friday the 26th, and then Saturday again is Brutal Republic and MGCC. Now, Peter Stockdale, still in the studio. First, you're auctioning off the guitar.
Yep.
$5, really awesome guitar. Check out, you can get all the details on Facebook, Iowa Central Accounting page. And if you follow the Eagle, we've got a link to it up there as well. You do the Audible Farm podcast.
Yes, sir.
Now, what exactly is Audible Farm?
Audible Farm started as a play on the Animal Farm book, but Audible Farm podcast, what I wanted to do was one of my friends and one of my bands, his name's Clint Blumker, he plays drums in a plethora of bands. Sleepover, we heard them, Three Finger Betty, Unity, Thorhammer, Speedrun. I mean, it's nonstop. So he plays a lot of gigs, and one of the things he liked to do was listen to what his drums sounded like the next day. So he would always audio record himself, and then he just figured, why not start audio recording the other bands too? So I started doing that as well, and I thought, why don't I try and do some video recordings and then smush the two together and throw it up on YouTube so people can watch a video of this instead of just listening to audio of it somewhere. So I had a YouTube page with a bunch of videos on it, and I thought that just wasn't enough. It didn't yield enough exposure for these people playing the music. So I thought, why not sit down with these guys and gals and talk to them about what makes them tick? So I started doing the podcast about 6 months ago or so. And I recently did just buy my first URL. If you want to check out anywhere you can find Audible Farm, go to www.audiblefarm.com. And you can find a website there that will send you links to literally anywhere you can hear it and beyond. If you want to be on the podcast with me and be a guest, I've got a form there you can fill out as well. You can fill that out and it'll send me a nice little email. So that's kind of cool. That was something we just added to the website. And I gotta throw a shout out to the Iowa Podcast Network and Michelle Guild for helping me out with that, because she's been doing a lot of my web design for me because I'm so busy. So thanks, Michelle.
Awesome. And you do it pretty frequently.
Yeah, once a week. Every Thursday morning there will be a new episode, and I've yet to miss a week, and I wanna thank everybody that's been a guest so far. I started out doing primarily musicians, and recently I started expanding into other entertainers. The first one I did was Chris Schlichting. He's a comedian out of the Quad Cities area.
Alpha Media had they had him in town. It was a couple of years ago. He came Fort Dodge, you know, as Alpha Media, we bring comedians in and stuff.
Yep.
The guy that was supposed to be headlining, like Chris was the opener. The guy that was supposed to be headlining got delayed from Chicago. Chris was set for like a 20 minute or half hour set or whatever. He ended up there for like hour and a half.
Oh man.
Still though. I mean, he completely nailed it.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, like you triple the guy's set and he still, kept it going.
Yeah. I'd seen him open up for somebody at the Funny Bone, and then I was like, hey, you want to do a podcast? And he says, yeah, you know, where are you located? We can try and make this happen. So I was like, well, I'm located, you know, near Fort Dodge. And he's like, well, I got a show in Humboldt. And I said, well, that's where I live. So let's get together and do a podcast. Saw him do an hour in Humboldt, and it was mostly different than the 30 minutes I saw him do at the Funny Bone. So yeah, the guy can cover an hour and a half, no problem. And it's hilarious. I have so much fun watching comedians. I mean,
oh yeah,
it's just super entertaining. It's nice to laugh instead of, you know, banging your head at a show, because that's usually where I'm at, is the music shows. So when I venture out of my leisure domain, it's kind of fun to go to those comedy shows and see people like that.
Oh yeah, see, I like to spread it out too. I mean, I go to a lot of concerts. You know, I'll go to the big ones. I go to local live stuff all the time too. But comedians come around. That's usually a good spot to hit.
Oh yeah,
just saw TJ Miller not too long ago.
Oh cool.
Yeah. Yeah, that dude's super funny. So where, again, can we get these raffle tickets for the guitar?
If you want to get a raffle ticket for the guitar, you can go to at Iowa Central Accounting, and that's on Facebook. And you just go to the page there and send us a message. I will be the person running the social media through the end of the semester. So if you send a message, I will most likely be the person that contacts you back. And I will deliver the tickets. You have 1 week left. It's the 10th is the drawing. So it'll be Wednesday night. We draw the raffle ticket live on Facebook. And it will be during our accounting club meeting that we do that. So you will more than likely see some of my cohorts in the accounting club, and we'll be drawing the winning ticket for whoever has the winning ticket. It only takes one.
Yeah.
So we'll see who ends up being the lucky winner of this one of a kind custom made guitar.
And $5 is not bad.
No.
$5 guitar. Come on.
Exactly. Who wouldn't want a $5 guitar that is one of a kind?
You know what? I don't even play guitar. I'm going to buy it when we're off air. I'm gonna buy a ticket or two.
Let me tell you what makes this guitar so special for a non-guitar player. I put lights in the guitar and a battery pack, so the guitar does light up. It will light up.
What?
It will light up from the inside of the pick guard, and it will light up behind the guitar. So if you hang it on the wall, it will change colors with music, with lights. So if you don't play guitar, this is still going to be a great thing to hang in your establishment. If you've got an establishment with a front office that, you know, you like to have things hanging on the wall and decorate, it's a great way to show your community activism and you know, spread the love around a little bit. I wanted to do this for that specific reason, was that I knew that not every guitar player was going to want to track me down and buy these tickets. So why not attract the people that don't play guitar? So this is not only a fully functional guitar, it's also a great wall hanger if you don't play guitar.
Oh man, but you could get people like you could probably make a good living off of doing this. I mean,
I've had a lot of people tell me that actually recently. I've did my best to do Iowa Central proud with this, because I wanted to. You know, it's I'm not going to do something and just kind of just give it a once over and call it good enough. This was something that I wanted to be a reflection of how I felt that my time at Iowa Central went. And like I said, I had to transform this guitar like I transformed myself, and it turned out beautifully. I was really worried as it was happening, kind of like when I was going to school. I was worried whether or not I made the right decision. But when you start seeing the light at the end of the tunnel, you think, I think I did the right thing here. And,
oh, yeah.
And the guitar came out really nice looking. You know, those lights on it, that's a dark horse thing. A lot of people forget about the fact that there's lights on this guitar, and it looks great. It looks really good. I'm really happy with the way it turned out.
Yeah. Again, you can see it on Facebook, our page, and the Iowa Central Accounting Programs page. Anything else you want to talk about? Well, anything? Yes, you got notes here.
I did bring notes with me, but you know what? You've been such a gracious host to me that we've covered all the notes, so I really appreciate it, man.
Hey, you got it. Thank you very much for coming in. Yeah, appreciate it. Three Finger Betty, check them out whenever you can. Because, yeah, I've seen you guys play before.
Yeah.
Completely awesome.
Yeah.
Very fun.
Thank you, man. I appreciate it. Thank you very much.
You got it. So next week on the Regional Rock Hour, I'll be talking with Eli Dykstra.
What? That's gonna be a killer episode.
Oh, yeah. It'll be, it's his 17th birthday.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
I still remember Eli running around saying, I'm Eli Dykstra, and I'm a 15-year-old guitar player. I mean, that used to be what he would just tell people. I mean, that guy's been...
Yeah. He doesn't play like he's 15.
No. I mean,
We'll have new music from him and everything. He's releasing a new EP that'll be coming out Friday.
That's going to be so cool. That's going to be so cool.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. You know what? Since you're in here, when we get off air, I'll give you a little sample of it.
A sample.
Yep.
Yes.
You got it. Again, thanks a lot for coming in, Peter.
Thank you.
Check out our Facebook page for more details on how to get those tickets. Eli Dykstra, our guest next week, is coming up after this. Check out Beaver Creek 4 tonight at Patty's Pub. It's the Regional Rock Hour 92.